Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The top TikTok trends that can actually harm your health. What are they? Let's check with the experts.
HealthWise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, what is this all about?
So, you know, a lot of people that are watching TikTok in huge amounts of numbers, especially in the United States and especially young people. And the problem is that there are people that claim that they're experts constantly on TikTok promoting all sorts of ridiculous health theories. And the latest is about rubbing castor oil in your eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, come on.
I know.
But don't you see that? And you're like, probably not a good idea. But I did hear, oh, my gosh, I just realized I'm one of these idiots. So, Jenna, I was talking to somebody, and they use castor oil to make their eyelashes grow instead of, like, the Latisse or all those, like, medical things you can buy.
Yes.
So I bought it at home, and I just haven't used it yet.
Oh, my gosh.
But I guess it's not that much different than putting it on your eyes if I'm putting it on my eyelids.
No, I'm thinking actually, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And here's the issue. Like, that was one of the other claims, right, that it helps promote eyelash and eyebrow growth. No studies to date have tested that theory. The problem is that it isn't sterile. Let me run through the other ones because they're just equally sort of scary. So another one is drinking raw potato juice for strep. That made its rounds over the spring. Potatoes contain vitamins and some antifungal compounds. But the problem is that a lot of people thought that you can drink raw potato juice, and I don't know how you juice a potato. I'd love to see that.
Wait, I was like, am I the only person that doesn't know how to juice a potato?
I mean, you must be. Obviously, they're pressing these potatoes. Thank you very much.
With what?
With a press.
Oh.
I mean, seriously, get a potato press and join the 19th century.
So people are drinking this raw potato juice, and they're avoiding using antibiotics for strep. And strep throat is one of those things that you can't sort of wait out because it can cause all sorts of complications. The next trend that we're seeing is dry scooping pre-workout powder without mixing it with anything.
So what do they
Have
do?
You seen
just
this?
Put it in there, like just eat the powder?
Pixie sticks.
Yep. Oh.
A lot of diet and fitness influencers were doing this, but the problem is that people are inhaling this. It's getting in their lung, and they're having all sorts of issues. Did you guys see the Borg trend? It was called, like, the Blackout Rage Gallon. That's what it was called.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And they were naming their Borgs. You have to
Correct.
Name your Borg.
So
yeah.
What is it?
It's like basically bringing around a giant drink, right? And just that's like you just drink your drink. It's kind of like a roadie, I guess.
Exactly, but it was in one of these 1 gallon like milk containers. So they clean them out, name the Borg. They would put so much alcohol in these. And a lot of these kids were doing this in college. And in early March last year, UMass Amherst made 28 ambulance calls a day due to Borgs.
I mean, what?
When somebody offers you whether or not you want to swig, the answer is no.
No, I don't want your Borg.
No. This is mind-blowing to me. I think of the days when everything the internet told me was so true.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go back to the good old days of eating Tide Pods.
I just remember at the beginning of this interview when I made fun of people that fell for these dumb TikTok trends. And then I realized I have a bottle of castor oil that I ordered on Amazon for my eyelashes. And it was the number one thing that you're not supposed to do because I was going to put it directly into my eyes.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah. Dr. Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.